You're listening to the Lost Chill podcast with Katie and Kimmy. For years now, I have had the pleasure of listening to the wit, banter, and pure joy from these two, and now I invite you to share in the delight of listening to them discuss the books they're currently reading. Whether you are a fellow dedicated bibliophile or simply wish you had more time to read, you will love hearing the insight and discussions around the stories they dive into. So grab a cup of coffee or pour a glass of wine and let's jump on in. Katie and Kimmy, take it away.
You're gonna say hello?
No!
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Lost Chill podcast. I'm Katie.
I'm Kimmy,
and this
and that's Wanda.
She hates me.
Oh.
She hates me, and I forced my love on her. So, hey, Wanda.
Hey, it's okay.
It's all right, Wanda Ball. It's okay, Wanda Ball. Okay, go away.
That was so precious. I'm so glad she was able to make a little cameo.
Yeah, she made a little cameo. She actually requested that I pay her $50 for it.
Wow.
Yeah, she's on the Cameo app. It's crazy.
That is crazy. Huh.
It's her side hustle.
Good for her. Good for her. I hope that's lucrative.
Yeah. How's it going? What are you reading?
What am I reading? I don't know if I'm... nothing really, because... I don't know. Are you reading anything?
I am. I am actually reading a really good book that I am very much invested in that I probably, I know that I probably should have read a little while ago because it's NARC and I probably should have already written a review about that, but that's fine. We're not going to talk about that. It's called Listen for the Lie. Seen a lot on Instagram lately. It's based on a podcast who's looking for a murderer. This girl was accused of murdering her best friend. So pretty cool.
Question.
So far. Yeah.
Is it based on a podcast or is it like revolving around a podcast?
Basically, it's this guy named Ben and his podcast is called Listen for the Lie. And he's it's a true crime podcast where he focuses on cold cases and trying to solve them. And that's what he is doing right now. And he's trying to solve this cold case where this girl was accused of murdering her best friend. And he's trying to figure out if she did it or she didn't do it.
Interesting. I was mostly asking because podcast-centered-ish books are kind of popular these days, which makes sense because podcasts are cool.
Yeah.
But those tend to make great audiobooks.
I know. And I really wish that I was listening to this on audiobook.
Meh. All right. Maybe I will. Who knows if I'm feeling crazy. But I currently have like 2 audiobooks checked out. I have another book. And you want to know the problem? I actually enjoy this book. It's The Testaments, which is the sequel to The Handmaid's Tale.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I really like it. I love dystopia. I love Margaret Atwood.
Mm-hmm.
I can't keep a book open.
Why?
Because I keep getting sucked into rabbit holes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Kind of rabbit
Where
hole?
Is Kate? Where is Kate?
I need answers.
I need answers.
And here's the funny thing is we started talking about this and I think it was on.
You on told me episodes. She was missing.
Yeah. But I think it was on one of our episodes like almost a month ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she's still missing. Where is she?
And look, I get the people who are like, they told us she had a surgery. They told us this. They told us she wouldn't be back until Easter or whatever. I get that. If it was just that, and if they didn't do anything else, I feel like people would let it go. Mm-hmm. They are being so shady.
Yep.
So much intentional manipulation and misdirection.
Mm-hmm.
It just does not make sense. And that's why I think people care. No one, I don't think anyone is genuinely like, oh, okay, abdominal surgery girl, come out and prove to us that you're okay. Like, it's not even just that. It's like, if it's that, why do we got to do shady things?
And
why do we have to blatantly lie?
Yeah. And why can't you just be like, yeah, that's what it is, instead of like all of this cryptic shit. And there was the helicopter too,
mm-hmm.
that came into Windsor, I think it was. And like, it's just a whole bunch of rumors speculating around King Charles and how he is going to abdicate the throne and all of this other stuff and how William abuses Kate. And it's just like, oh my God, what is going on?
Right, right.
So, and they are obviously strategically placing deep fakes into the world.
And they're not even doing it well or accurate. Like, there's so much shadiness around that. So in case anyone is not down this rabbit hole, just to kind of lead up of information, Kate's last public appearance was right around Christmas,
December 26th.
And on December 28th, there were ambulances seen leaving her house. And then they come up and say that she's having a planned surgery. They, like, being the palace, I don't know.
Their PR, I guess. I don't know.
Right. What, they announce these things. But, like, again, like, ambulances tend to not be planned. And but if it's a planned surgery, it could be like, oh, there was an emergency for whatever reason.
Well, and they
and
were
we stabilized her.
Yeah.
And now we've planned on a surgery.
Yes. And they were planning a trip to Italy.
They were planning all sorts of trips, all sorts of public appearances. Stuff, like, people she had stuff scheduled for didn't even know until, like, a week that it was going to get canceled.
Which so, like, boggles my mind.
Planned a week in advance. Like, so not genuinely planned, like they like to make it seem. But even still, I don't think people cared that much until the Mother's Day picture, which even that I didn't look that closely. I was like, whatever. Sure, here she is with her kids.
I didn't think it looked that bad. And honestly, I still don't really know what the hang up is about that. I thought it was a cute picture. Like, what do you know what the what is the
yeah, issue? So many issues there. There's lots of stuff, like, it's very small. Like, you do have to zoom in of, like, Kyle just fading as opposed to continuing. I saw one of the craziest things, like people are making stretches. Some of them I do believe are real. Some of them are much more of a stretch. I saw this one thing that said that she is, like, famous and there have been articles for her fingers being, like, all nearly the same length. And they're all different.
No.
In the picture. That is all. I mean, if I find it again, I'll show you. But even that. But then there's stuff like this, the sleeves. Yes. Oh, this hand is my hand. No, wait, that's your hand. like, on her daughter's sleeves, like, just fading and, like, the end, like, having a part missing. Zippers being messed up. Like, all, like, you can't see it when you zoom in. It's just very weird. But again, like, it's almost like until people started calling it out, that's where it gets weird too, because the castle's rules are never complain, never explain, right? And then they throw her under the bus. I mean, maybe she did edit it. I don't know. I don't believe it. But for her to be like, oh, sorry, guys. I am an amateur photographer just playing around with editing. Love ya, see. No. Hard no. She did not write that.
No.
And they, but it was so bad. Like, again, you did have to, like, zoom in, but it was so bad and so obviously heavily edited that they pulled it. Journalistic pages pulled it. And they were like, if you use this in your news article, you will lose credibility because this is not a real picture. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So it is like, they can't use that picture in press. Like, and even if you look at it now, it's still up there. There's an Instagram, like, warning under it. Like, let's be aware, this is a fake picture. Yeah.
I didn't know that either.
Yeah, so that's super crazy,
yeah.
Right? And then there are, oh, and then the other thing too is some people, like, got a picture, I think, maybe a Vogue cover. I'm sorry if I don't have, like, all the actual details. Like, I have just been scrolling down the rabbit hole. Oh, I haven't been, like, taking literal notes. But they say that, like, that face, like, her, like, you can basically take the magazine picture and put it on, and, like, the face is the exact same. And so it just looks, like, clearly photoshopped if you see them side by side.
That's really weird.
And so that leading to the other picture where people are like, oh, she's been seen in a car with, I think, I don't know which one came first. One was with William, but it's the back of her head. And that one is another situation where they're like, this is the exact same hat and hairstyle as the back of her head before. Like, why is that the same? People do get a little crazy about the bricks in that situation. But I think they debunked that because they're like, oh, if there's a wall in front of a house, the bricks don't have to match.
And even the photograph with her face that you can see her in the car, it doesn't even look like her.
It doesn't. And that's the one with her mom. And there's, like, a weird extra tire in that one. Like, it's just such poor shots that they're like, believe it. Look, here she is constantly. Like, don't zoom in. Don't pay attention to the details. the back of her head. It's her in a five-wheel car.
It's fine.
Accept it.
Like, I wanted to. I really wanted to. Because my personal theory is that she is either dead or she is in a coma. That is my personal theory. I have just the information that I've gone down the rabbit hole with. But I truly wanted it to be her. And I'm like, oh, mystery solved. This is great. She's alive. She's well. She's looking great. She's at the farmer's market. But she's not.
She's not.
You know, I wonder with Easter coming up next weekend, what's going to happen is...
Oh, that reminds me. So forgive me. I'm not a professional rabbit holer. Or am I? So I don't have everything, but I have been seeing so much that they extended the deadline. Like they said she would not be back until Easter. And then I saw that they gave themselves a 30-day extension and were saying she wouldn't come back until mid-April.
Oh.
I haven't seen that with my own eyes, so I don't know if it's true. But at the same time, if it is, how can we be giving an extension while we're going out to the farmer's market, completely disregarding everything we've done in our fashion lives for the last 20 years?
That's a great point.
And so it's like, which is it? Which is true? Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm curious.
This is such an easy rabbit hole to go down. And there's so many creators out there right now on TikTok who are giving their theories, who are giving their 2 cents on the matter. And it's just so difficult to find the truth, if there is any that's even being shared. But the truth that's between these stories and between these creators that are sharing their point of views.
Yeah. I will say some things that there's things I'm on the fence about and there's things I don't believe. I do not believe that Kate has, quote unquote, gone girled herself.
I don't believe that either.
Well, and I don't think she wants a divorce.
Mm-mm.
Because there's crazy things to think about, such as she would essentially have to completely give up her kids if she left.
I don't because, see that happening.
Yeah, so I don't see that. And not to say that the Chester would, like, obviously Princess Diana divorced and still got lots of time with her kids, but it's also there are rules
mm-hmm.
that the reigning kings could have complete custody of the whole line if they want,
mm-hmm.
and all the heirs, you know what I mean? So it, like, really could go either way, like how nice they want to be. Not that they would, not that that's what would be the only thing to hold her in place, but I do think she likes being royal.
Mm-hmm.
Not everyone does.
She's good at it.
But she's good at it. I think she knew what she was getting into
mm-hmm.
much more than an American. Mm-hmm. And that's not to shame Meghan Markle, but that was a complete culture shock for her.
Yeah, that's
like even, yeah, you cut out.
Oh, I said that's 100% right.
Oh, yes. Yeah, because there's all those videos of her when she was like, I'm a hugger. I've always been a hugger. And I didn't realize they're formal all the time. They don't drop it. It's not like an act for the public and then they're casual back home. It is always. And I, like, Kate knew that.
Right.
But she grew up with a reigning monarchy. And
exactly.
Which and is that's wild. The
difference.
Yeah.
That's the difference. And she knew when she was just dating William that this mm-hmm. is, if this was going to turn into her marrying him, that this is what her life was going to be. And I don't think that she really wants to give that up. And no. I know that there's a lot of speculation that William is abusing her. William has done all these terrible things, that he's cheating on her. I really, truly find that hard to believe. Not just...
I don't at all.
Well, maybe he is like a shady guy, but I truly think that those two are in it for a long haul. William has a lot of trauma from his mom, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And I think that that is playing a large role in how he's handling his marriage, honestly. And that's why I find it a little bit difficult to believe that that's what's going on.
So I think the only reason that there's a lot of traction with him being physically abusive is because of Harry's memoirs
mm-hmm.
and him saying that he was physical with him before. And so,
and you read that book.
I did read that.
Yeah. I haven't read it yet.
And so I think just that alone, people are like, see, we're not just pulling this out of thin air because we have history of him being physically abusive towards people. I don't necessarily, that one I'm like on the fence about. The cheating one, I can't see it bothering Kate enough for her to have a nervous breakdown, for that to be the cause of it. I feel like it's something that was like kind of just understood, and it is a lot of, you know, do what you want, but don't get let your emotions get involved. Don't, you know, make it obvious, like be discreet, keep your discretions. But I don't think it would be something for her to like cause a nervous breakdown or suddenly want to leave or it to rock her world. Especially because this person has been having allegations for years and years, and they were swept under the rug before. But the other funny thing to me that I could be kind of biased, but I just read The Bolter, which was about high society in England. And it actually covered like both world wars and everything, but it was like, it went so specific into all the rules they had. And like everyone was having affairs, the husbands and the wives. It wasn't like the wives were sitting at home waiting, hoping they got home from their mistress soon. Right. Like they had a name for it. I forget what it was, but it was like basically between the hours of 5 and 7, you were with the other person, not your spouse, on both sides. And it was very much just all these very specific rules and nuances. Like, don't have your affair be with a single person, because that person's going to want marriage. They're going to want babies. They're going to want to split you up from your family. So they would want to do it between other married people, and had all these specific reasons, because they knew no families would want to break up. They'd go home. It would just be a temporary situation for their own respectability. And again, having this be in like the 1920s is vastly different than today.
Sure.
But I don't necessarily think traditions age as fast in the royal world.
That's a fair assessment.
but it was even too, like, for the girls doing it, it was like, you know, you got to give the heir and the spare, even if you're not the actual line of king. But you got to give the heir and the spare. And then if pregnancies do happen after that, no one cares. The female's family just absorb it. She pretends it's her husband's. He lets that baby go. No one knows or cares or bats an eye. It just is how it is. Yeah. And so I think, too, it's not shocking to me, but I might be a little biased from that book. Like, I just read all about how England's high society is all having affairs, which gets interesting to me with the royal suicide.
That's another part of it that's a little bit weird.
Yeah, yeah. So
not even a little bit, a lot of it weird.
Yeah, it's like Pippa's ex-boyfriend. Is his name Tom Kingston? Does that sound right?
I don't know what his name is, but I definitely know it's Pippa's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah, and he is actually like a second cousin of the king or something. So he is related in the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
Let me see.
Not just a side quest.
A side quest. Oh my gosh. Yeah, Thomas Kingston.
There you go.
And they said that they like found him like during lunch. Like he had been with people and he, in the half hour, it is weird to me. And I can't tell if that's the British press or not, that they were never directly, when I was looking into it, when it was new, they were never directly like, it's a suicide, it's a self-inflicted gunshot wound. They're like, he died from a major head wound, and there happened to be a gun next to him.
Cool. Yeah, he shot himself. That's what I interpret that as.
Right. I think they want us to think he did that, but they wouldn't say it.
Who else would have shot him, and why wouldn't you be looking into it? You know, why would there not be
the reason people also get crazy about this is the same day that he died, William was supposed to speak at his godfather's funeral, and he pulled out at the last minute for personal reasons.
What are those personal reasons? We don't know. Are they to do with Kate? Are they to do with Thomas? Who knows?
Who knows?
But he was also very close with that godfather too, which is the weird thing. Very weird. Why would he not speak at this person's funeral who he is extremely close with? That is a once in a lifetime opportunity. You don't get another shot at that.
Right. And shortly after that, too, he had some appearances where he had like bruises, like right along his neck.
Oh, I didn't
like,
hear that.
Indicating a struggle. And that's a hard one for me, though, because I could find the event and it looked like the same event, but I couldn't find that actual picture on my own. But I do also know, this is going to be nerdy, I don't do it, but I know as a Taylor Swift fan that you can subscribe and pay for like Getty Images, which is like one of the most like popular famous photographers for like everyone from award shows to concerts. And so a lot of like Instagrammers that follow Taylor Swift, they will pay for that and wait for them to get uploaded, and then they have high res pictures of her concerts to post on their stuff. So I don't know if that kind of picture is in that situation, and that's why I didn't see it.
Interesting.
But I couldn't find that on my own, so who knows? The other thing too, going in with like mysterious injuries and what have you, the abuse allegations, I guess, is apparently back in, I want to say October, or at least in the fall. So before any of this happened, Kate was still around. She had some finger injuries.
Yeah.
And no one batted an eye then, but it's like in hindsight, they're batting eyes because there were, like, they were, her fingers were all taped up. I'm playing with a broken phone case. I'm sorry. It's weird and annoying. But there like was articles about this that was like, oh, she hurt herself in the most mom way possible, jumping on the trampoline with her kids. And everyone's like, okay. And I think the other weird thing too is that it like healed and then it didn't. And so she had them all taped up and then had them better and was normal and for a few events, and then they were retaped again.
They were like taped up for a really long time. It's very strange. Like too long for a finger injury.
I've had weird finger injuries. I don't know. I haven't had a medical team of doctors on hand at my beck and call to like make sure.
You haven't?
So there's probably some times I rub some dirt on it and I shouldn't have. But I used to like play very competitive and cool adult rec league flag football. I was so injured all the time. I was always jamming my fingers and had these crazy bruises.
I jammed so many fingers and broke so many fingers.
Into blenders. And
hey, that was one time. So I don't know if you want to move our royal podcast over to our book podcast.
Hey, but I talked about a book.
We can talk about books for a little bit.
Called The Bolter.
The Bolter. I mean, how about, I got an idea. How about we talk about some beach reads? Because yesterday was the first day of spring and we both love summer more than life itself.
This is true.
I want it to be so bad.
It has been so nice out lately.
I have t-shirt and shorts on right now.
Oh, I mean, I get cold at night, even in the summer though.
I do too.
So we're in Colorado and... as I almost called you Kate. As
you can call me Kate. Like I've been, I don't know, sometimes I go back and forth and I'm like, I wish I was Kate, but not like Kate, but like Kate me.
Yeah. Yeah. So we're in Colorado.
By Kate. That's a better way to explain it.
Forever. You're precious. I will never be Kim. Will murder. Colorado, what I'm getting at. It has been mid-60s all week.
Mm-hmm.
We've been in shorts. We've been enjoying the sunshine. No jackets. Lovely. Less than a week ago, when I say all week, I mean like Monday through Wednesday, less than a week ago, it snowed like 2 feet.
It was crazy. There's still snow on the ground now.
Yeah, and so everything's just like all wet and melty and gross, but also warm.
Exactly. It's so strange. Like this morning at, I think I went for a run at 7:30. I was running in a sleeveless tank top. Granted, like I got hot. I didn't start out that way, but like I peeled off layers and I was comfortable.
Yeah.
Summer is coming.
That's great.
Summer is coming.
So yeah, it is.
Oh, I can't wait. So beach reads. Beach reads can be, I think beach reads can be a pretty versatile term.
No, I don't. But that was my own fault. I'm sure we've talked about it on the podcast, but...
This does not sound familiar.
On my honeymoon?
No.
On my honeymoon, I thought it would be a good idea to read Lilac Girls, which is like World War II fiction that's so gruesome. And so, you know, I was being traumatized in my brain while lying on the beach.
That is a good
book. As a newlywed. It is. And so I'm like, okay, no historical fiction. I need something light. Like, I think... I don't know.
Does it have to be romance
anymore? Probably.
Yeah.
Like I need a happy feely and not sad at all.
I get that.
As I'm being on the beach. Some people like thrillers. I also don't want that, but I'm just not a thriller person. I can do them every once in a while, but then I'm also like, yeah. Like I also realized after our in-depth conversation about Argyle is that I just don't like thrillers. And so I'm not a good judge of them. And because I'm like, oh, yeah, this is great for a thriller. No, it's not. I just don't like them. They're too...
That's okay.
That wasn't even what I realized.
That's going to suck for your blind date with a book, but that's okay.
I realized I have to suspend so much belief in all of them. And so when you were telling me you had to suspend so much belief in Argyle, I'm like, I have never read a thriller where I did not have to suspend all sorts of belief.
Not a single one?
Not a single one ever.
Hmm.
Like even like cozy mysteries, okay?
Really?
Do those even count? Okay, how much disbelief did you suspend? Wait, no belief, not disbelief. How much belief did you suspend for Finley Donovan?
Okay,
or the Thursday Murder Club?
Thursday Murder Club, yeah. Like, okay, I get it. Like, I get what you're saying. I absolutely do. But there are some out there that are, I don't know. I personally always like the procedural crime dramas, like Law and Order, The Rookie, like stuff like that. I love those shows. And maybe that's why I'm so adjusted to it, because they, like, there's definitely times where you're like, especially working in public safety, you're like, that wouldn't happen. That wouldn't happen. All right. That might happen, but probably not. So, I mean, there are times.
I'm always doing it. And some of them, have you ever read Wrong Time, Wrong Place?
No.
I do recommend it. It has time travel, which is Jillian
Flynn?
Nope, not her.
Okay.
It was like a Reese's Book Club pick.
Okay.
But it involved time travel, which is like right up my alley.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't loving it, though, until the end. Then I really loved it. Jillian McAllister.
Okay.
But it was very procedural and specific. But then there were stuff that she did wrong where she acknowledged them in the acknowledgements, because that is the best place to acknowledge stuff. But she was like, I know that this would never happen. And so, you know, but I just had to take that liberty to make my story work. And I'm like, at least you know, but still. And that was the biggest belief I had to suspend in the time travel thriller.
So, okay, so no thrillers, no historical fiction. So does that truly just leave like contemporary romance left for you?
Contemporary romance. I mean, I could maybe do like a contemporary fiction, maybe, as long as it's not too sad.
So you just need something light, something upbeat, something that's going to make you feel happy.
Yeah. I want to be happy.
Let me ask you this. I know that you brought up the Lilac Girls in Costa Rica, but if it's just like you're reading on your back deck in with a great sunset ahead of you and a glass of wine in the summertime, do you still need something light and fluffy, or can you read whatever you want?
That could be anything.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like I can fall apart on my back deck any day, just crying.
I don't even want to talk about falling apart. I fell apart today due to a really sad TikTok with a dog. I can't talk about it because I tried to tell my husband about it and I already started crying when I was telling him about it. I just needed to share that. I needed to get that out.
Oh, do you want me to ruin your day in a different way, also involving dogs? I wonder if it's by the TikTok.
Oh, God. Am I going to cry?
I don't know.
Okay.
Someone told me. Now I'm playing with outlet covers. I was like, covers.
What do you have on your fingers?
I have ADHD, and so I fidget, okay? So I don't know what's wrong with me. Someone was saying how if you outlive your dog, they need to see your dead body because they understand death, and they will understand that, and they will grieve you. But if they don't get that closure, they're just going to think you abandoned them and never came back.
I'm sorry. I'm going to leave now. I'm going to see myself out. I can't even. I was just sitting on my couch today, and I did not have a lot of downtime today. But the 5 minutes that I did have to myself, I was scrolling on TikTok trying to find some royal family drama, and I came across this TikTok that was this lady holding a piece of chocolate in her hand, and you could see the back of a car, like a tailgate, and she was like, all of a sudden the tailgate like lifts up and there's this old dog in the back, and you know that this dog is going to the vet for the last time, and the text on the screen says, no dog should go to heaven without tasting chocolate, and she hands him or she feeds him a Hershey kiss. And I lost it. I fucking lost it.
What? Oh my God. No. No.
I was like, Brucey, come here. I need to love you. Brucey.
I am just confused by that. I'm like, I don't think chocolate's that great that every animal needs to taste it. I feel like I'd rather give him a hamburger.
That's what I usually do. Usually that sounds like it kill a lot of dogs, but I mean,
they're on their way to die anyways, and she's giving them poison instead.
Well, I know.
A hamburger is not poison.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying it sounded like I kill a lot of dogs with what I say. I usually do that.
Yes.
No, the two dogs that I've had to make this decision for as an adult, I have stopped at McDonald's and I've gotten them a cheeseburger before they've gone to the
expired.
Yeah. So anyway, Beach reads light, fluffy, all the things.
Light and fluffy. An author who is on my radar. Hold on, I need to look her up. So, I'm looking up. I think I've read something by her. Hold on, stand by. But her name is Sarah Adams. And, like, she's just one of those authors who got into romance novels because she needed to have fluffy, happy books. Oh, I did read one. She just needed happily ever afters and, like, not too heavy. Like, let's not get into it. Just easy, but still, like, good spice, good characters and all that. Not be heavy. And so the one I've read by her is called The Cheat Sheet. And it's basically about a girl whose best friend is, like, a football star. Little friends to lovers goodness. And so she was, like, going off during Taylor and Trav, which I had already read this by then. But she was like, hey, if you love this love story, spoiler alert, you're going to love my book about a football star falling in love. And it's so precious. And they're good. I recommend them. And I want to read more. And that's who I'm taking to the beach next time.
Okay. I like it. Does she have anything new that might be a little bit popular right now besides
that? Sure. The cheat she did. Let's see. So she has a few duologies. I don't know how they're related. Like if it's like the same characters or like related characters or something.
Mm-hmm.
But she has like a duology called When in Rome and Practice Makes Perfect. And then she has like It Happened in Nashville, the rule book. Let's see. Can I sort by time it came out? I don't know. Author profile. So looks like the most recent from first is Practice Makes Perfect, which is the number 2 of the When in Rome duology-ish. And that was in, she's coming out with the rule book on April 2nd.
Oh,
so this will be out later.
Right around the corner. So do you think you'll pick that up?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I will. Let's see what it says. College sweethearts meet again years later in this highly anticipated romance and companion story to the viral TikTok sensation, The Cheat Sheet, which I read conveniently.
I like it.
Okay, so Nora McKenzie's entire career lies in the hands of famous NFL tight end Derek Pender, who also happens to be her extremely hot college ex-boyfriend. Nora didn't end things as gracefully as she could have, and now it's come back to haunt her.
You know who else is in tight end?
Travis Kelce.
Mm-hmm.
I do. Okay, so basically exes, so it's second chance romance. She's going to be his agent.
Ooh. I think I would probably pick that up. Yeah. I know that the sports romances, I guess, is the best genre to label them as. Those are really popular now, like the hockey. Mm. Hockey is super popular.
That's funny.
Which I'm like, have I been sleeping on that? I don't know.
I don't know. It is crazy because I feel like there's so much like mainstream and like the way I would say that, I wouldn't say like who you're published by, but that obviously has a lot to play into it.
Mm-hmm.
But there's so much of like mainstream, like this might not be my regular genre, but I'll read this author, like Emily Henry. Would I be a mainstream romance author, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
But then there are people who are like so devoted to these genres that it is like a rabbit hole of its own.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like, oh yeah, yeah, that's beginner starter romance stuff, and they're deep down the hole and like they're specific, you know, hockey or whatever they love even further.
I personally, and I know that we've talked about this before, but I personally could not read the same thing, the same genre, the same author all the time. I have to change it up. I have to.
I feel like I read a pretty good variety.
I think you do too.
And I'm just interested in a lot of stuff. But yeah, I definitely have to mix it up. I even have to mix up my nails. Red is my favorite nail color ever. And every time I wear it, I'm like, why do I not wear this more? It's great. But it's also, it's like World War II fiction. that could be my favorite. It's not necessarily my favorite. It could be, but that doesn't mean I want to read everything all the time, back to back to back to back. That's a lot. And so even with my nails, I'm like, okay, I was really bright, and next I'm gonna go pastel, and then I'm gonna go holographic, and then I'm gonna go magnetic, and then I'm gonna need to be bold again, and then I've been crazy for a while, so I'm gonna need a neutral.
Yep.
That's how my book reading is.
Yeah. No, I get that. I get that.
Yeah.
Because I think it, I don't know. Sometime recently you said to me that I need to read something that I enjoy, and I took that to heart.
Yes,
because it's okay. Like I've been reading a lot of stuff for the podcast, and yes, I enjoyed the women, I loved the women, which will come out later, we did an entire episode on that, but I did need to read something for myself. And I think that the book that I'm currently reading is just that. And the same thing can be said for so many different aspects of life. Also, this nail color, what is this called again?
Called Deep Space from ILNP.
There you go. Kimmy told me about this last weekend. I literally ordered it on her kitchen counter and
I'm a pusher.
I need this, and it came today and I had to put it on right away. So no, I get that. I absolutely get that, that you don't want it all the time, even though you love it, because then it becomes stale.
Yeah.
It becomes something that you're not in love with anymore, and that's not fair to you.
Yeah, absolutely. So now that you've read something that you wanted to.
You're not done with it, though.
So you're not ready for me to pick something for you? Give you some blind dates?
Pick something for me. Hey, girl.
Okay.
Let's go on a blind date.
I have three books in mind. I will describe them as vaguely as I can.
Oh, God.
You will pick which one you would like to take home. Okay?
Oh, God. I'm so nervous. This is like a game show.
It is like a game show. Number one, when you finally meet yourself and you're your own worst enemy. Number two.
That's it? That's all I get?
That's all you get. I know for a fact you will love every single one of these books.
Okay.
Okay, number two. Sneak having a family under the government's nose. Kind of. That's a little bit of a stretch, but it's good. I swear. Okay. And then number three. This one I'll give a little more. It's the newest of all these books.
Okay.
Surprised a lot of people. Very digestible with short pages and or chapters. So that's a thing.
Do love that.
And it's also, this might give it away, but it's a, I don't want to give it away.
Hey, don't give it away. Don't give it away.
History repeating itself with a love story that uses multiple kinds of love. All right. Which of those books do you want to read / date?
Oh my goodness. Two is out.
You want to know what it was?
Yeah.
Okay. Two was, let me look up the author real quick.
Okay.
I feel like that's important. That one was dual authors actually, but two was You Feel It Just Below the Ribs by Jeffrey Craner and Janina Mathewson, which is one of my all-time favorite books. One reason I thought you really might like it, it's the only one out of all of my picks that actually has a horror genre label attached to it.
Oh my goodness, you're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh man. Okay. It's between one and three.
Do you know what either are?
No, I have no idea. I have no idea. But I'm also not really good at guessing that kind of stuff. My gut is telling me to go with three.
Oh, okay. So I'm going to tell you what you eliminated first.
Okay. All right. Sounds good.
You eliminated Dark Matter by Blake Crouch.
Are you kidding me? Because I knew that was going to be one from you.
Oh, gosh. Yes. And number three. Tell me if you get it. This is the clue that I thought would give it away. The entire book is an obvious metaphor.
No.
Oh, okay. It's Shark Heart. You picked Shark Heart.
Oh, okay, I'm excited about that one. So Shark Heart is my blind date with a book for our next
episode.
Well, I guess not next episode, but it'll be in a few episodes.
It'll be coming.
I'm going to take a little bit different approach.
Okay, that's great. I love it.
To my descriptions of your choices for books. Okay. I'm going to pick a one-star review. And I'm going to let you pick from the one-star review. This is a perfect one. Okay. Book number one. I don't know if this will give it away, but I don't give a shit because it's perfect.
Okay.
Custodial staff of One Percenter Resort commits grave breaches of employment agreement, including fraternization, by falling to keep grounds free and clear of supernatural deterioration. That's the first one.
That's a review?
That's a review. That is a one-star review.
Okay. Well, that did not give it away, if that helps. Not to me, anyways.
Okay. Book number two.
Okay.
Not a fan, personally. Too many silly dramatic twists that were seemingly pulled out of thin air just for the sake of building drama. There was no character development, so even though they were in a terrible situation, I did not find myself rooting for anyone. I thought about not finishing this book, but I'm trying to hit a personal rate. We don't need to read that part. Kind of gives you a little bit of indication there's a bad situation.
Okay.
This may have backfired on me doing the one-star reviews, but this is my creative way.
Really selling them all.
Really, really selling them all. These are some of my favorite books.
Oh, okay. That does help. I'm like, you like these books.
No. I definitely like these books, but I am not I am not creative enough to give you a good review or good synopsis that is going to sell it.
It's hard.
It's
hard.
Very much hard. Stand by. Okay. Book number 3. Something about the writing left me feeling very disconnected from the characters, and the ending felt rushed. I found myself rolling my eyes on multiple occasions. I love fake dating and second chance romance, but this did not work for me at all. 1, 2, or 3.
So I think I will say the thing so far, not that I'm picking it, that has saved 3 was that it gave the air of a romance novel.
Mm-hmm.
Which she might have like just blatantly said. I feel like 2 is out because it feels like a thriller and unlikable characters. And I don't think I want to read that one. Are you going to tell me what it was? Because I discarded it.
So is 2 completely out? That's officially out.
2 is gone.
2 is out. It was Drowning by TJ Klun. Or I'm sorry, not TJ Klun. That's not her last name.
TJ Anderson?
No, hold on. Sorry. TJ Newman. Sorry.
Oh, Newman. Okay.
So 1 and 3, and this is what I was hoping it would be.
I will say I'm very confused by number 1's review. I don't even know what to do with that. But do I take the gamble on such nonsense? But 3 feels like the safety pick because I set the bar really low. So. Okay, I think because it's Aries season and I'm an Aries, I'm going to eliminate 3 and go with the dangerous pick.
Oh my god. Okay. Sorry, I'm so excited. Sorry, but 3 was the breakup pact by Dilemma Lord.
Oh.
So sorry. You'll have to read that on your own, which I know you will.
I will.
Yeah. But I really liked that book. So, 1 is The Shining by Stephen King.
Oh no. But I can't do that because it's spooky season. Now I'm going to have to.
Oh my gosh,
that's so funny. So I'm going to read you a 1-star review, especially as the
I also have a physical copy of The Shining if you would like it.
It's probably gonna have to be an audiobook.
Okay,
all right, I'm gonna read you Ariel's review.
Okay,
1-star review of Sharkheart. I don't know if this is the mermaid. She's trying to throw us off her case by starting it with saying as a marine biologist.
Okay.
Do not know what the little mermaid grew up to do as a career or if she was just a stay-at-home mom. Anyways, as a marine biologist, I was willing to suspend my disbelief, but when she described the transformation of Lewis's nose from a bony triangle into something flexible and cartilaginous, she lost me a bit. Your nose is literally made of cartilage. There's no bone. And then she goes on to talk about the dirty version of Cards Against Humanity. Ma'am, there is no other version. The base game is the dirty version. The part that made me ultimately stop reading entirely, however, was the part where he was drinking 2 gallons a day and hardly urinating. So where did the water go? Did she seriously not realize sharks pee too? Were we supposed to believe that the water disappeared through evaporation? Was he gaining massive amounts of weight at this time too? It was just too silly for me, and I kept thinking this must be satire.
Oh my gosh. So what you're telling me is I have to suspend disbelief again?
Do you know anything about this book?
No. Just what you posted, that it was perfectly for you.
So, like, this is not spoilerish, and it happens in the first few chapters, and I knew this going in. It's the story of a couple where the husband is, like, literally turning into a shark.
Oh, okay. Then I definitely do have to suspend disbelief.
Yeah, so you absolutely do. And that's why I thought that saying the entire book is an obvious metaphor would give it away. And maybe just because I saw it so much. But, like, it's very much a metaphor for, like, terminal illness.
Yeah, I should have known because you did mention that when you posted about it.
Yes. And so, like, yes, it's suspending disbelief, but also you can very clearly be like, okay, when you apply this to something like cancer or some other severe terminal illness, I can see it. And so, like, when it's not a little literal shark, but other things make sense of like how people like might not look at you the same kind of thing.
Okay. So I'm
So
gonna cry
it
my
is
eyes out.
suspending. Yeah.
Great.
Good
Very
luck
good.
with that.
Okay.
But it's easy to read digestible chapters for a shark to just chomp
Shark bait. Ooh, ah.
on through. Oh,
I'm
want a
excited.
hookaloogie? I'm excited too.
Oh, wow.
We're
Sorry, you got the
both.
shining. I just felt like you needed to read it. You needed that push. It was also the third book that I chose
It's
on the
okay.
bottom.
Oh, that's funny because Shark Heart was mine that I picked
Oh,
right before
really?
we recorded this. Yeah,
That's
it's funny.
hilarious.
It's funny. Yeah, that was the last one we each picked. And it's also like the one that if we had known and it hadn't been a blind date, I feel like we would have avoided more.
Probably.
Or if we had more.
That it's that both of these are just not each other's thing, but I think that you can like The Shining. I'm sure I can find something in Sharkbait that I will like.
Shark heart. Shark bait.
I'm
I'm
super
certain you will
focused on
love
Shining,
it.
though. I think you
I
like Shining.
okay.
I think.
I picked books I thought you would like,
Yeah.
but that you might not necessarily get to quickly on your own.
I thought for sure I was going to choose Dark Matter.
That would have been fun. You should still read that
I
sometime
will
ASAP.
eventually. I will eventually. I know I've been saying that for about 2 years now, but I will
He's a
on my shelf.
Colorado guy.
Huh?
Maybe when he's a Colorado guy.
Oh, I didn't know that. The author or the main character?
I honestly can't remember for Dark Matter. I feel like they go to Colorado, maybe kind of like Stephen King. I don't know. But
That would have been trippy.
that would have been trippy. He lives in Grand Junction, the author,
Oh, cool.
in real life. And I think it was one of his other books where he was literally talking about going back and driving up I-25 and like explaining stuff in Denver that like we were so familiar with, and it was crazy. But I
Okay,
can't remember if he does that in Dark Matter too, but he does it a lot.
All right, that makes me want to read it a little bit faster. So, but shark heart, not bait.
Art.
My next
It's
read.
like the tortured poets department or
Right.
society. I say it right now. I fixed myself.
Which one is it?
Department.
Department. Yeah. Okay. I still can't get that right. I still can't get that right. Shark bait. That's what it is. Haha.
Oh, good. Well, I can't wait for us
I
to
can't
read
wait either.
these.
I can't wait either.
Oh, man.
It'll be
But
good.
outside of our comfort zone, it will be
Very much
good.
so. Very much so. So this was an episode on the royal family and beach reads and blind dates with a book. We fit a lot into like an hour and some change.
Yeah. I mean, my brain, that's what we do. We're all over the place.
All over the place. That's how we roll. I'm excited. I'm excited for a blind date with a book.
I'm excited too. We may have to do this more if it's fun, because it's kind of fun.
We'll just wait until after the
Make
episode.
sure it goes well.
Yeah.
It feels fun right now.
It does. It feels great right now.
So don't stop believing. Leave good reviews. Tell your friends. And yeah, we love you. Thank you for being at the Lost Chill as we lose our chill over everything, not just books.
Everything lately. All right. Well, I'll see you later.
Bye.
Bye.
We hope that you enjoyed this week's episode of the Lost Chill podcast. Please help our podcast to reach more listeners by subscribing and leaving a review. We read every single one together and jump up and down, screaming with glee every single time. So you know we just truly appreciate it. And that is a true story, folks.
It's very true. If you can't get enough of the Lost Chill podcast, check out our website, thelostchill.com, for blog posts and more fun. Also, consider becoming a Patreon supporter for exclusive content and swag. We are constantly improving and growing our offerings, so be sure to check back often.
If it's additional reviews and cute puppies that you're after, follow us on Instagram at Katie's Lost Chill and at Kimmy's Lost Chill. Follow The Lost Chill as well to get all of the latest information on upcoming books to be featured, upcoming author chats, giveaways, and so much more.
Thanks for tuning in. See you next time.
Bye.
Aww.